The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Prima Godim in Siman Tov Resh Chof Hei declares a fascinating shaila. We all know that in order for our mitzvahs to be done bishlemus, there are certain klolim which a person should follow to make his mitzvahs as mehudar as possible. One klal is, mitzvah ba yosemi bishluchai. It's better to do a mitzvah yourself than to send a shliach to do it. We have another klal, mitzvah ba biyodcha al tach mitzena. If you have a mitzvah which you can do, you should not push it off. What happens if a person has to choose between mitzvah ba yosemi bishluchai and mitzvah ba biyodcha al tach mitzena? Which one takes precedence? The Prima Godim over here is in the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah. L'chatchila, one should begin building his sukkah on Mitzvah Yom Kippur. The person that comes home from Shul Mitzvah Yom Kippur, he's totally, completely wiped out. He does not have the kayach to go ahead to start building his sukkah. However, he has a neighbor who fasts much better than him, and this neighbor will gladly be his shliach to start working on the sukkah. Is it more kedai for him to go ahead and ask the neighbor to start building a sukkah immediately after Yom Kippur, mitzvah bo liyodcha al tach mitzena? Or is it better for him to wait till tomorrow morning when he regains his strength and build the sukkah himself because the mitzvah bo yosemi b'shluchai? Which takes precedence, mitzvah bo yosemi b'shluchai or mitzvah bo liyodcha al tach mitzena? The Prima Godim, Bleib Tzarech Ian, he does not bring a raya to either tzad of the shayla. L'chayra, there's a very simple raya that can be brought to this shayla from a Magen Avraham in Hilchas Bedikas Chametz. On today's daf, Daf Dalet, the Gemara teaches us that Bedikas Chametz is done Orel Arba Aser. Bedikas Chametz is done Erev Pesach night, and the Gemara brings two reasons. First of all, that Bedikas Chametz is performed when people are home at night. And also, the Or Haner is Yofel Bedika, and the Or Haner gives off more light at night than it does during the day. Now, in the times of the Shulchan Aruch, it was common to daven Ma'ariv early, right after Shkia. The question is, what happens if one has not yet davened Ma'ariv, and now it's a little bit darker, it's Bizman Bedikas Chametz? What does he do? Does he daven Meir first, or does he do Bedikas Chametz first? The Magen Avraham says that one should daven Meir, and he should give over the Bedikas Chametz to a Shliach, and that way he can be Mekayim both Bizmanim. He could daven Meir at the proper Zman, immediately after it gets dark, and he gives over the Bedikas Chametz to a Shliach, that the Shliach should go ahead and be Bedik the Chametz for him. That's the Shita of the Magen Avraham. L'chayra, we see from the Magen Avraham that it's more kedai to let somebody else do the mitzvah for you and do it earlier than to wait until after you daven Ma'ariv and do the mitzvah yourself. L'chayra, if we are to say that mitzvah ba yosi b'shluchai is stronger than mitzvah ba b'yodcha al tach mitzena, we should let the person daven ma'ariv, and after that he davens ma'ariv, be b'yodik chametz by himself. If the Magen Avraham says that it's better to go ahead and to give the b'dikas chametz over to a shliach, in order that the b'dikas chametz should be done earlier, right after it gets dark, we see l'chayr from this Magen Avraham that mitzvah bo liyodcha al tach mitzena takes precedence over mitzvah bo yosemi b'shluchai. And the shaila is, so why didn't the Prima Godim bring our Magen Avraham to be pashut his shaila? That mitzvah bo liyodcha al tach mitzena is stronger than mitzvah bo yosemi b'shluchai. It would seem that the teretz is that there's a basic difference between the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz and the mitzvah of building a sukkah. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tov Lamed Aleph says as follows: if a person started learning before it got dark, before the Zman Bdikas Chametz, Ein Tzarich LaHafzik, he does not have to be mafzik his learning when the Zman Bdikas Chametz comes. He can continue learning, and then he'll first do his Bdikas Chametz after he finishes learning. The Yesh Aymrim Zokter Amosh Tzarich LaHafzik, the Chay Nearly Iker. There are those who say that he has to be mafzik his learning, the chain nearly ikar. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, L'chaira, why should he have to go ahead and be mafzik his learning in order to do B'dikas Chametz? If a person has a Seder to go ahead and to learn a whole night until the morning, then obviously he has to interrupt his Seder in order to do the mitzvah B'dikas Chametz. However, we're talking about a person who has a Seder to learn for, let's say, a few hours. Generally speaking, the klal is that there's a difference between hischel beheter and hischel beisser. If a person started learning, doing melacha at a zman when he wasn't allowed to because of an upcoming mitzvah, for example, if a person starts doing certain melachas within half an hour of the zman ma'ariv or half an hour of the zman shachris, so then he would have to be paisik. He'd have to stop in the middle. Hischel be'isser, one has to stop. However, if one is hischel beheter, if one starts when it's still halakhically permissible for him to go ahead and start those malachas, the general rule is that hischel beheters ain't tzarich lahafzik. So according to the general rules, the hischel beheters ain't tzarich lahafzik, why does the Rama paskin that by B'dikas Chametz, if one starts learning or starts doing malacha early in the day of the 13th of Nisan, why does the Rama paskin that he has to be mafzik when the Zman of B'dikas Chametz comes? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Goyim the taimam, the reason why one has to be mafzik is the Iker Mitzvah L'chatchila Kavu Chacham B'tchilas Alayla. That the Iker Mitzvah L'chatchila of B'dikas Chametz is to do a Dafka B'tchilas Alayla, at the beginning of the night. V'alkein Tzorich L'hafzik K'dei She'yiskayim HaMitzvah K'tikuna. That one has to be mafzik in order to do the mitzvah properly. In other words, Ma'ariv, which can be davened the whole night, or at least until Chatzais, so if a person Hischel Beheter, we don't mind pushing off Ma'ariv until a little bit later. However, B'dikas Chametz, the Zman which Chazal were Kaveh for B'dikas Chametz was Dafka Tchilas Alayla. And since the Zman that Chazal were Kaveh for B'dikas Chametz was Dafka B'tchilas Alayla, by pushing off B'dikas Chametz, one will be doing B'dikas Chametz in a B'dievedika fashion, not B'tchilas Alayla, and therefore, even if one is Hischel Beheter, one has to stop what they're doing in order to mekayin the mitzvah kitikuna, to do the mitzvah properly, betchilas halayla. The Goyim brings a Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi learns this out from a pasuk. The Yerushalmi in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, so the pasuk says, Ushmartem es hayoyim hazel de reisechem chukas oylam. The pasuk says, you should watch this day, which the Gemara Yerushalmi learns. It's referring to the Erev Pesach, to not having chametz on Erev Pesach. And Yerushalmi darshins b'stamets and asmachta, that the entire day and the entire night should be shomer from chametz. And the only way that this could be accomplished is if one gets rid of the chametz, or is beidin chametz, starts getting rid of the chametz immediately at seisake chav. And the Rambam also, when he talks about the mitzvah b'dikas chametz, the Rambam says, the chain me divrei seifim shebeidkim mashpisim hachametz belayla mitchilas leil arba osel oraner. That the chazal or masakin, that one should be beidik chametz mitchilas leil arba osel at the beginning of the 14th night. In other words, the zman of bedikas chametz is at the beginning of leil yedalid, the beginning of erev Pesach night. So, lefi this goyin, this Yerushalmi, this Rambam as a learning up. So we understand very well why the Prima Godim does not bring a raya from our Magen Avram. The Prima Godim's Kshaila was, if a person had a situation where it's a mitzvah b'yosin v'shluchai, as opposed to mitzvah b'al yotchal tach mitzena, which one takes precedence? And that the Prima Godim says he doesn't have a raya. This that the Magen Avraham says, that it's kedai to go ahead and to give over the mitzvah to somebody else, the b'dikas chametz to somebody else, while he davens ma'ariv, that's not because mitzvah b'al yotchal tach mitzena is taking precedence over mitzvah b'yosin v'shluchai. But the pshat is that mitzvah kitikuna, doing the mitzvah properly, doing the mitzvah at the correct time that chazal were misakein, that is what's taking precedence over mitzvah b'yosin v'shluchai. Really, I'll tell you that normally mitzvah, when you have mitzvah b'al yotchal tach mitzena against mitzvah b'yosin v'shluchai, so maybe mitzvah b'yosin v'shluchai wins. All we see from the Almog and Avram is that mitzvah ketikuna, that doing the mitzvah at the proper time, takes precedence over mitzvah b'yosin v'shluchai. After all, mitzvah b'yosin v'shluchai is only a hider in the asiyas ha-mitzvah, and it's more kedai to do the mitzvah in the correct time, properly, al yidei shliach, than to do it incorrectly by oneself. The emes is that there's another place in Shulchan Aruch where we find such a concept. In Yerideya, in Simen Shin Chof Ches, so the Ramah is discussing whether the Misharsis, the woman who works in the house and is kneading the dough for the Baal Sabayis, before they had food processors to knead the dough, they would have women who would go ahead and they would be professional kneaders. And the Misharsis Minastam was not supposed to be mafresh challah because the woman wanted to go ahead and be mafresh the challah herself. However, there are more paskins that miu im yadina du schusu the baal ho isa. If we know that it's a schus to the baal ha seisa, going shahiso isa mikol kelis, because the isa is getting ruined. If it's going to rise any more, then the isa will get ruined, and the baal sabayis is not home. She's out in the marketplace. So mutalitul chalablay reshusai the zochin laodim shalay bevarav. That if the yeast is going to get ruined, so then the misharsis, the woman who's kneading the dough, can take challah, even though she has not been established clearly as a shliach, but because of the klal of zochin laodim shalay bevarav, she can go ahead and take challah for the balas habayis. The shaila is, the ktsayis really is a shaila, what's the problem? Why can't she go ahead and bake the dough into loaves and the bread and challah? And when the Baal HaSabayis comes home, she'll be mafresh challah from the baked loaves. The halacha is that if challah was not taken off when it was still in Isa, challah can be taken off after it's baked. So why are we saying that it's a tremendous chus for the Baal HaSabayis to have this woman go ahead and be mafresh challah? And not only that, she's losing the mitzvah. She's losing the mitzvah totally. And mitzvah b'yosin v'shluchai, she didn't even really make her into a shliach. We're using zochin l'adam shalei b'fanav. L'chayra, what's the schus? Let her go ahead and bake the dough, and the Baal HaSabayis will be mafresh t'chala after the dough is baked. The teretz is, and I believe that I saw this in Shevet HaLevi also, because l'chatchila, the mitzvah ketikuna is to take challah when it's still dough. And since the mitzvah ketikuna is techal when it's still dough, if the woman is going to wait until she comes home and take chal from the baked item, she's losing her mitzvah ketikuna. And mitzvah ketikuna always comes first. It's more kedai for her to give up on the mitzvah b'yosin v'shluchai. It's considered to be a schus that this woman is going to be zeicha mezakah her in the mitzvah of challah. She's become a shliach through zochim other shloi b'fanav, even though she could have a mefeir shemino shlichus, because the woman would rather have a mitzvah ketikuna than to go ahead and to do the mitzvah by herself. So what's coming out is that even though the Prima Godim declares what comes first, mitzvah b'yosin b'shluchai or mitzvah b'al yotchal tach mitzena, however, that's klar. Then mitzvah ketikuna comes before mitzvah b'yosin v'shluchai, and that's why the mesharsis is mafresh challah when it's still isa. to make sure that the challah is mufrash ketikuda when it's Talisa, and that's why one would be memana shliach to be beidik chametz while one davens ma'ariv in order to go ahead and to do bedikas chametz betchilas halayla in the correct zman, in the zman the chazal or misakin, the ikar mitz zman of bedikas chametz is mamish betchilas halayla.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.